Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 5th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber back home after our trip last week and preparing this from our home computer here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today, beginning a new year of encouragements, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Living Responsibly. The scripture text is Matthew 25, verse 21.
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
Last night I got a call from Ray, a friend who lives about 100 miles away. He and his wife Vicky are celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary today. This weekend, they're planning a trip to Lancaster County so that they can go to our local dinner theater, and they're also fitting us into their plans so we can visit. I invited them to stay over for church on Sunday, but they declined since they needed to get back for a mission service in their own church, in which Vicky has a role. Initially, I suggested that they try to get out of it, and then it struck me that this is the very type of earnest commitment and responsibility that I value so highly and try to model myself.
This wonderful commendation in our daily scripture text where Jesus says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. It's a part of a parable Jesus told late in his earthly ministry. This servant had used the talents that were given to him wisely and responsibly.
I believe responsibility is a character trait that is often underrated in our modern world. Actually, I would say, in my observation, that irresponsibility is increasingly becoming far more common.
We express our faithfulness to God in a number of ways.
Steadfastness
is faithfulness expressed over the long haul.
Loyalty
is faithfulness expressed in our enduring relationships.
Responsibility
is faithfulness expressed in the daily management of life.
All three are means in which we honor God as we follow His biblical instruction in these areas. All three characteristics are, in fact, demonstrated by God Himself and are part of the attribute we call His faithfulness.
We practice these responsibilities in a number of different ways. When we nurture our relationships, when we handle our finances with care and integrity, when we properly care for our belongings, and when we practice healthful living as stewards of the body that God has given to us. These matters may not seem very spiritual sounding, but I believe they are important ways that we can glorify God. Through our years in ministry, we've met quite a number of people who appear to have it all together, either in their personality or on the surface,
or in giftedness
and gifts, but they've made a fiasco of their finances or ignored repeated warnings about other important matters in their lives.
As we begin the first work week of another new year, let me urge you to examine your life as a follower of Christ. Are you living in responsible obedience to God on a day-by-day basis? May God help us this new year to live our lives responsibly.
Let's pray together. Father, we pray that you will empower us to live responsible lives so that we can be living examples of what it means to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Help us to cast down temptations that weaken our resolve to live holy lives by memorizing and quoting scripture that speaks to that sinful behavior, even while we're being tempted. We desire to bring joy to your heart as we live responsibly and cast off that which hinders our spiritual growth. We want to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness so that we will be kingdom servants pursuing righteous living. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for our first podcast of the new year. I believe last week, Brooksine was dealing with a cough, or the week before, and now I'm a little bit congested myself. Pardon that. Our website is dailyencouragementnet.net, and we do have a number of photos on the site today. The final couple days of our trip last week, some photos of some friends we visited, and an interesting store that actually we visited three different ones, and I share a photo as sort of a quiz. We also have a song suggested today, a song that's called Find His Faithful. The song came to mind as I actually considered another song called The Mission, made, at least to us, famous by Steve Green. There's a line in that song that speaks of living our lives responsibly. And that's our call to you, this very first message of a new week in 2009, to glorify God.